This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at RadioAlice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at
97.3. Dance, dance. Dance night away.
I feel like I'm out of breath.
Well, we were just rocking out pretty hard to that one.
Yeah, so
happy
good.
Friday, everybody.
Woo!
Yeah, it is.
Air my girl. God, I had such a fun day yesterday. My sister's in town. We just all we did was play all day. Such a good time.
I was talking to you before we came on. Prolific posting yesterday from the Clark compound there in Mill Valley.
Listen,
and as each one I saw, I thought, oh my God, they're having so much fun.
We laughed so hard yesterday. So listen, I'm going to shamelessly plug myself here. I sew all the time. I make purses and I have a whole separate Instagram. It's Slappy Stuff.
Uh-huh.
Slappy Stuff. All one word. So when you're saying prolific, I was prolific on that account.
Right.
So I took a ton of videos. We were just laughing. We like choreographed a whole little dance. My sister, like I'm making these cowhide purses and they're so soft. And she's like stroking hers and she like reaches over to stroke mine. And it's just so weird. So there's just a whole thing on there. But one of the things that we did yesterday that was so funny I'm blown away that Vinny was not aware of this. Because Vinny, of all people, should know.
The elbow trick, I believe you
called
it.
The elbow trick is what it's called.
I don't know.
So, yeah, look, I don't know either. And you know,
show her the pictures I just took.
I don't know. Oh, wait. Maybe they
so,
came through on this.
Basically, if you fold your arm over. Wait, hold on. Let me get my jacket off of here.
Yeah.
That's right, baby.
Woo,
I'm already stripping down. Here they are.
I know. They look good, too.
Thanks. So if you go like this, crack right
dang,
here.
You got muscle, girl.
Dude, I'm built. Look at me.
You're...
So
damn.
If you...
That's her elbow. But what does that look like?
So if
it looks
you
like a butt.
If you zero in on it.
Right?
And then you show the other picture. Show the other picture, Vinny.
He's showing me a finger.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so then you take your... It looks like a butt, right? You zoom in on it, and you just take this area, and it really looks like a crack.
Yeah.
So then I stick my finger in there like this, like I'm itching my crack.
Yeah.
Because I'm itching the elbow crack right there. And then it just looks so vile.
It does.
It's horrible.
It's gross. So, why would you do that?
Well, listen. So Debbie had an appointment and she left her phone behind. So
you guys are messing
around. I go,
around.
Oh, let's do the elbow crack trick. And she's like, all right. So we take some pictures of it and it just gets vulgar. And then I made him her screensaver and,
God.
So she's like, what is on my phone?
She doesn't know how to put a code on her dumb phone.
No, she has a code, but we know it because I use her phone to post stuff all the time.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So she was, it was funny. It was just, it was just one of those days where all I did was laugh.
That is That's so great. Wonderful.
It was, Yuzi.
I love that.
I know. And it's just.
How long has it been since you've seen your sister?
I just saw her in August at my brother's, so almost a year.
Oh,
I actually talked to her.
All three of you guys are together.
I know.
Your brother was home yesterday as well,
So he came home after work. I think he got there around 3 or something. Mm. And it's so, the dynamic between the three of us is so freaking funny.
I bet.
So he's, he puts his arm around her. He's hugging her and stuff. And, I'm acting jealous. And so we're laughing about that. And then later I made us all BLTs for dinner. Because John, by the way, my husband John, built these new stairs yesterday. Like the janky old ones are gone. He and Richard were out there just like, we're all having fun and laughing. And they're just like right outside, doing these stairs. So I'm like, I'm making BLTs. And we got this maple bacon and just like went crazy.
It's a lot of bacon, huh? So with all those people.
A lot of bacon for all those people. So... Which is, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Tons of bacon.
Are you kidding?
So my brother comes in as I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing, cutting tomatoes or something. And he's standing next to me and I go, you know, I don't like you showing Tina so much attention. He goes, and he's all just, it's just such a funny, weird relationship that we have. Because he's like, don't worry, I'm going to act like I really like her and stuff. But then I'll look away and I'll roll my eyes and you'll know. That I'm like, okay, that's acceptable. But it's just, it was just such a fun day. And we even, you know, we hardly ever are the three of us together
exactly.
all at one time.
That makes my heart feel so good.
So tonight we're having a fire in the backyard. Uh-huh. If it's not a spare the air day, because we do always check that. And you,
yeah,
everyone
good.
Oh, I've got bad news for Mill Valley.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
What?
I'll tell you later. It's not a news break yet.
In the news.
What the
but it's bad news
bad
for
news.
Everybody. The basically it's fire stuff. It's just there's so much fire stuff. PG&E's like, okay, well, we get it. So we're gonna let you know how it's gotta be going forward. And
are we gonna get the
here's our
get,
check for $1 billion. And here's something else.
And here's how it's gonna be from this point forward.
Yeah. If there's any listen, when it gets windy, you know what? It will suck if they cut my power. I'd rather have that than a house burning down. Or that anybody having
house.
Any loss of anything.
People are still suffering.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And, I mean, right. Just because it's not top of the news anymore doesn't mean there aren't still people who lost freaking
everything
less than a year ago.
And still have nothing.
Right. And are screwed.
So
anyway, tonight.
Sorry, people. Back to your brother
yes,
and sister.
Sorry about that. Back to my amazing life.
I love hearing that so much.
Yeah, so tonight we're going to have a... Oh, my God.
Your mom must be so jealous.
Oh, I'm sure.
Ellie.
I know.
Or happy.
Yeah,
probably jealous.
But just like, oh, I want to be there, too. Yeah.
Seeing the kids that used to fight like cats and dogs
exactly.
now getting along
oh
in their adult years.
Like in love, right.
Right.
Do they ever torture you in terms of how you were such a bee to them?
Oh, they try,
up?
But... You know, oh my
You're
God, I made all these.
Sarah.
Please. Did I just say something mean to them and they start crying? It's great. So yesterday.
You still got it, huh?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. In fact, yesterday, as we were doing these videos, and again, they're on my other account. I follow myself, I think. It's Slappy Stuff. So, and look, if you don't want to see purses, just check it. You don't have to follow it. Just look at these videos from yesterday. Shoot, I forget what I was going to say. Oh, it's the mind control stuff. You know how you guys are always like, except you have mind control over Tina?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I make all these references to how I, you know, I was like, oh, I told her with my brain to do that. And I told her in my mind to do it. I have mind control over her.
Is she coming in?
She's not. In fact,
oh,
she was going to come in today.
Tina.
And I, you know, I told her a couple times, I'm like, you should come in. It'll be really fun. She goes, why? Just so that they can, you know, show what mind control you have over me? I go, no, so you can show that I don't have mind control over you.
We just want to see her. She's so beautiful and lovely.
She's a good person.
Yeah.
And always has been. Always has been a very nice person. And she...
You're the worst one of the bunch.
I am. Mm. Oh, God, I'm like the evil. I am the evil overlord for sure. But look how well we get along now, because I say we have to. So I said to her a couple times yesterday, come in, and I said, look, if you want to come in, be up and ready to go at 4:35. That is when I leave. Just be ready. I said, I'm not going to torture you anymore. Yes or no, totally your call. I'm fine with it either way. But if you want to go, I'm not going to be knocking on your door. You got to be out at 4:35. So I come out this morning to do my coffee, and there's a note. Sorry, I love you so much, but I'm in bed sleeping.
No, thank you.
No, thanks.
Right.
Not coming.
Good for her.
So I wrote,
we could send an Uber for her at 7 a.m.
We could. She won't be up at 7
Or you could leave her alone.
Yeah,
I mean,
just let her
go. She's on vacation. She's, you know.
Yeah. No.
Come and knock on our door.
I'm not going to do it. You're up at 4:35 and ready to go, or you're not. I'm not waiting for you.
Right.
I'm not waking you up.
We got stuff to do.
Yeah. I just, you know, look, we're going to come in
here
and
rock it. I'll tell you, though, so my kid came in here once before. Mm-hmm. I want to get her in here again.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that I, you know, we're cool. It's all good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't fret over the stability we have here, at, you know, in the building or otherwise. But I still want her to see this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This what
is
we
special.
Have here.
Yeah.
So whether or not that's there...
And
you
she'll
know.
Have that memory. My
right.
dad used to bring me into the radio stations that he worked, and I just was always fascinated and amazed. And look at
You wound up as a broadcaster.
Yeah. So I definitely remember those days.
But you realize, or I'm realizing, that most of the memories she has from, say, 3 years old are only because she has pictures of them.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's true.
Like, she doesn't... She's seen a picture, so she's like, yeah, that time I sat in that chair. And I'm like... Okay, yeah, you sat in the chair. But that's because there's a picture of you sitting in the chair.
Well, that's why pictures
are
great.
Remember. Yeah.
It's
right.
True. Mm-hmm. You know, in the olden days, people didn't remember their childhoods.
Because they didn't have a million pictures. Right.
Yeah,
it's true, too.
Exactly.
Anyway. So, eventually.
Yeah,
bring
let's
her
get
in.
Her in here.
The
I got stuff
in.
To do up until then, though. I mean.
Yeah, look, you get a wedding.
Wedding? Gotta, the wedding.
It's a lot.
What's going on with the
once
wedding?
That wedding's over, you know, this becomes, this is what happens to people. When they have a wedding, like, the entire focus of a year, usually, or so, just goes into this one day. And it becomes, and towards the end, there's so many little details, and you're just consumed by it. And you live for the day after your wedding. Mm-hmm. Like, the wedding itself becomes kind of a nightmare for some people. And then it's, and you're just like, I cannot wait. It's like, you know how sometimes there's like, like here in the station, when we used to do like Now and Zens, and like they were these huge, like the whole station was sort of focused on getting to this day. And Denise St. Louis, she used to just be
pulling her hair out.
And we'd be there the day of the show. I'd be like, oh, Denise, good job. Everything's going so smoothly. The place looks beautiful. She's like, I cannot wait to wake up tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, let me ask you a question about that. Not that Denise isn't a wonderful, beautiful lady as she stands, but I have this idea that now that she's retired, she's Farrah Fawcett. Like, she's just, all the worry's gone, all the stress is gone.
Yeah.
All the she used to have that like
perma frown.
Yeah, that, oh god, the next that you could just see it on her, like, oh god. I just have this vision that now that she's retired,
she's like in a bikini in her backyard with her long flowing blonde hair.
I hope so too.
I
know she does take care of her elderly parents.
Yes,
so I think that
she's
her
got
events.
Her own. She's got her own stress right now.
Yeah, but like even we have Sonoma coming up, and it's so fun. It's so great. But you know what my favorite part about Sonoma is? 9 a.m.
On Thursday morning.
On Thursday morning.
Right.
There's just
and
a
lot
that goes
into it. And
then I head over to the Mexican restaurant across the street.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, we always go for breakfast. Right. You should come with us. We go to breakfast right there at the hotel.
I've been eating at that place for the last couple of days.
Oh, boy.
So I go to the Mexican restaurant.
Across the street.
That's open.
Big-ass margarita.
Margarita. And, you know, I have it's about the chorizo and eggs and beans and rice, tortillas, and just, and then a little margarita. And then I'm like, all right, let's go back to the room and change and head to the pool.
Wow!
Yeah, so the events are so fun, but you look forward to them being done, Vincent.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But for everybody who's won tickets so far, and today's the last day to win on the air.
Oh, yeah.
So 5 chances today.
Unless they put more out.
Oh, you think they're going to do some next
week? I don't
know.
I've been asking questions, and no one's giving me an answer.
Well, listen, you should be checking RadioAlice.com on the regular anyway, but right now there are some chances.
There's still a big prize.
Right. Yeah. The 2-night stay. Mm-hmm. So for everybody who's coming, and you're going to have a ball, and we're going to have a ball too, but just remember that we did it all for you. It's all for you.
That's right.
Even though it is
everything
our favorite
we
event.
We do
it for you.
That's
oh boy!
Yikes!
Brendan, he ran out. He just left the. He just left us. He couldn't take us anymore.
I had him pull some summertime songs.
You stop it! Put those back on, you big jerk!
Come on!
Start singing with us. It's Friday, for God's sake, Vinny. Let's have some fun.
I had him pull a couple of summertime songs because today's the first day of summer.
Oh yeah, 9 a.m. or something is the exact solstice.
Mm. We're in the final minutes of spring, everybody.
Yeah. Goodbye, spring.
Have a good one.
I'm ready for summer.
I'm ready for fall.
Oh my god, when you stop, what is wrong with you?
Because surfing.
The fall. Yeah, because the surf will get good. Football will be back.
I'm so psyched for tonight. We're gonna have a fire.
Yeah.
My brother drops, and they are so good. So at 5 p.m. he's going to bring lemon drops out to the She Shack. So we're going to do a little drunk sewing.
That's
when we do our best work. And then we're going to have a big dinner. I don't know what we're doing for dinner. That's not really my wheelhouse.
Hey, go back a second.
Yeah.
Aren't lemon drop shots?
I think you can do a lemon drop shot, but they're martinis, basically.
Yeah, basically.
It's basically all vodka and with some lemon juice in it.
There's something else. Do you sugar rim it?
They do. Yeah, John does put
sugar
rim on it.
That's gross.
Sugar
rim? That's all right.
Yeah, it's you delicious. Know, I remember someone buying me those shots, and uh-huh. I remember feeling like, let me get this crap off the side of the glass, and I still took the shot, but, you know.
Why would they rim a shot? I guess they do that sometimes.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah. I definitely want the sweetness to it.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, well, because the drink itself is super tart and full of vodka.
Uh-huh.
So you have a little bit. So I always, like, lick a little bit of the sugar off. You know, I go
all
the way around
the rim. Yeah, it seemed like that's what everybody was into.
And then I pour the, you know, the sour lemon over my tongue.
Yeah.
Oh, God, it's like I can almost taste it. And he makes them so cold. Like, there's always a skim of ice over the top, which is the way a martini should be. Oh, my God.
Oh, Friday.
I love you so, so much. So I'm going to drink a bunch of those and get totally ripped. And then I'm going to switch to the water method, you know, so that I'm not wasted when I go to bed, which is, you know.
Isn't that what you want?
Not really. You know, I get sick pretty easy, especially with really sweet drinks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And headaches.
I feel just too old. And I got stuff to do tomorrow, you know. I have more drinks to have.
When is Tina leaving?
Monday.
So what are you guys doing this weekend?
Well, tomorrow everybody's going to that color guard thing.
Oh, that's right. Except you and Tina.
And Tina and I are going to stay. We're going to sew, we're going to have drinks, and we're going to watch. I think we're going to watch Always Be My Maybe on Netflix. It's Ali Wong. I think that's the one with Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
Playing.
People were texting yesterday. It's good.
Yeah, right? I'm here. It's good. So we're like, we're going to watch a movie. Maybe we'll order pizza.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That sounds so good.
Cannot go wrong with pizza.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
I hope she likes pepperoni and pineapple. That's my flavor.
Well, get a half and half.
Pepperoni and pineapple is what you go with.
Lately, yeah. And I like black olive, too, so sometimes I'll spice it up with a little unspicy black olive.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Yeah. No, thanks, Anderson. I'm really excited. And then, so tonight we're going to do a fire and, you know, play something. My sister totally loves to sing. My brother loves to sing. Like, we're going to be singing our... So, sorry, other neighbors.
Oh, man, you better post a lot of pictures. Videos, everything.
That's funny.
All the stuff.
Maybe I'll do that. I'll post
today's
some.
National Selfie Day. We should do some selfies.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to... Oh, man! Hey, Bryn, will you help me? Bryn was showing me those filters on Snapchat.
Oh, Snap. Yeah, sure.
There's ones that's like makes you beautiful. I was like,
I would love that.
I know. Oh my God, he holds
younger?
Up to me.
Can
yeah, younger. There's actually ones that make you into a baby, you're a little kid. But no, it like smooths your skin out and makes like your it puts like fake eyelashes on your eyes and your hair looks amazing. I was like, oh. Let's take some pictures.
Bryn, I want that too.
Yeah, we want. That's how
oh
we want.
Oh my God!
Will it do both of us if we're both in the same picture?
Yeah, they usually can do two faces.
Oh my
at
God!
Once.
We'll be like the gorgeous
okay,
twins.
It's an amazing app. Let's do that. Snapchat, man, I just can't say
how
enough
do I
good things
get
about
a picture
it.
From that
by
into my.
That. Maybe Vinny will sell you his.
Oh,
me and Bryn are officially back together.
All right.
Oh, you guys should do a selfie together too.
Oh no,
with
I don't want to do
as
that.
As beautiful girls.
You know what we should do is just take pictures of ourselves and Photoshop it then, and just put whatever
yeah,
we
there
want
you go.
On ourselves.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do that.
Let's take pictures of not ourselves.
Oh, right? Okay.
Yeah, what you're
I'm gonna take a picture of Giselle.
Yeah.
And you can take a picture of healthy selfie. Let me take a selfie. I love my face when I take a selfie in the just right light. I'm smiling. I'm duck facing. I'm batting my eyelashes. I'm selfieing. Let me take a selfie. That's a good song.
Oh, boy.
Jeez, that's my new favorite song.
Oh, that's me.
Hello.
Whoa.
Oh,
that's her phone. I'm like, what?
She's at speaker.
What song are you playing? Now?
Pick it up on speaker.
Yuzi, pick it up on speaker.
Pick it up on speaker. Tell them not to cuss.
She's not even listening.
No, she can hear us.
Oh.
Hello? Hello.
Put it on speaker.
Hi, honey.
It is.
Oh, they hung
what
up
are
on
you there. Doing?
It's Kieran.
Oh.
It's Kieran, our manager.
That's a butt.
Oh, hey, Kieran, what's up?
That's a butt dial.
You're on air, Kieran.
Don't say anything.
Hi, Kieran.
I'm sorry I didn't call you back earlier. Are
that's
you busy
okay.
Now you want to call me back?
No, I'm not busy at all.
No, we're
yeah,
just on
no,
the
we're
air.
Not busy. We're just
radio
wondering
show.
What we can, yeah.
You're
she
just
can't.
On the radio show. You're just busy. I was going to leave you a voicemail. Call me when you're free.
Hey guys. All right, I'm gonna take this.
Oh. Okay, fine. Take it.
Well, that's no fun.
She knows she can check her availability by just turning on the radio.
Yeah, Kieran.
Kieran, come on.
She's the overlord of sales down there. We have many overlords in this building.
She's awesome.
Yeah, I actually love Kieran.
Yeah, she went on that boat with us at one time.
Yeah, she did.
She's a party.
When we went to the Mount Gay
Yeah, sailboat.
All I know is, actually, I don't have a lot of memories from that day. Just like, you know how when you're drinking all day, you just get like sort of photographic pictures of like what happened? Like, oh yeah, I sort of remember.
Well, because there's pictures.
Yeah.
That's right. Like being a 3-year-old, I guess.
Memories are from like being a 3-year-old. It's true. The photo album of memories.
I remember you and John were rocking out. Everybody on that boat was like,
we were rocking.
These two were really something.
Oh, thanks, Bryn.
Because he's like a personal jukebox, right?
I know. You tell him any song. Or tell him, you sort of hum it to him, and he's like, is it like this? And then he plays it.
I don't know how he does that.
I don't either. It's
I read a lot of guitar magazines. I'm just interested in that. And you hear that guys and girls, that go to jams, they'll yell out a song, and everyone, you either know it or you don't.
Right.
And so you're either part of it or you're not. And so I think that among people who jam a lot, they do try to develop a library.
Right.
So that they can be part opposed to
And you know how when you get used to where the position of everything, if somebody sings you something, you can kind of, or someone will even play it for them. They'll like, oh, it goes like this, and they'll play it on their phone.
I can't
and
do
you
that.
Just
yeah,
goes,
it's
oh.
pretty,
you do that?
It's pretty rad. Yeah, I used
you
to
go
do
by
it a
ear?
Lot more with my piano, but
yeah.
But John pretty much learns from listening. I see him pull
I'll just pull it up, listen to
it,
and go, okay, I know that.
Right.
And it's
after
so funny.
One listen, it's
man,
ridiculous.
What was the song that you did the other day? Like, he's playing something.
He was doing Backstreet Boys, which I know he never tried to play before.
He never heard it. So Bryn plays him, I think the whole song played or something, because we were blabbing.
And he even went to the bridge,
He goes to the bridge.
The key change,
doesn't even miss
everything.
I know, we're like, and the key change, too. You're amazing. How do you do it?
How'd you remember that? You don't even know the song, dude.
I know.
How does he?
He's like, I just heard it.
Jerk.
We're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I just heard it. It's right there.
Yeah.
Just listen to it. Now I played it. What's the big deal?
What was the song? It was the big hit.
Yeah, it was their biggest hit. It's the You Are My Fire one.
Oh, yeah.
I
you
what it's
are
called.
My fire.
I don't care what it's called right now.
Tell me why I'm nothing but a mistake. Tell me why. Oh, man, we're going to have such a good show today.
Are we?
Yeah, let's get it started.
I want it that way.
I want it that way. I want it that way.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, hold
be
on. I got to do the legal. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Friday. It's going to be awesome. It's already not foggy out. It's amazing. Oh, it's going to be hot this weekend, too.
Yeah.
All right, enjoy. We'll be right back after this.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.